Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Always welcome on the program, Margaret Gray, with from her nationally syndicated column, A Little Bird Told Me, to give us a lowdown on the big story, not only of the sports world yesterday, but one of the big stories in all of news today, Tiger Woods, Margaret, and that tremendous victory.
Tiger Woods, Phil, I think is just coming into his own. I think he is on a career ascent that is dramatic. And what he did yesterday, just phenomenal.
I didn't see it. I watched a little bit of the Masters. Didn't see all of it. Tell me about it.
Well, he was in a golf tournament called the Masters, which is one of the big ones. And he just hit the ball and hit the ball and hit the ball. And then he did really good. And
you're not a big golf fan?
I don't really know how the game is played. I know that Frank played. But you hit it and you get it down there. A long way away. He was great.
Well, the big story is that he's won now four majors in a row. So he won...
Yes, he won the Masters yesterday. He won last year's PGE or PGA? PGA.
PGA.
He won the United States Open, and he won the British Open. No one, Phil, and that includes the great Jack Nicklaus. That includes the great Arnold Palmer. That includes the great Bobby Jones. No one has ever done this before in the world of golf. I think it needs to be said, and I'm going to put this in my column tomorrow, and I could take a lot of heat for this, but I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say something that could very well get me fired, because there are a lot of people who are friends of the aforementioned gentlemen, and a lot of people who like those gentlemen.
What?
Well, this is going to scare me, but I'm going to put it in my column. I think Tiger Woods could very well be the greatest golfer of all time. And I just really feel that way.
Four majors.
Four majors in a row. Six majors in his young career. He's 25 years of age, Phil.
I know Nicklaus was 25 and I think had won. A little bit old. No, actually, Nicklaus was a little bit younger than Tiger when he won his second Masters, but he never achieved this feat. And he didn't win six majors until I think he was older, much older than Tiger Woods, right?
I don't know. I don't understand how they keep the statistics, but I just think he's phenomenal. But there is a dark side, and there is a downside, and there is a part to this that scares me. I think Tiger Woods, Phil, is going to die in a plane crash.
Why in the hell would you say something like that?
Phil, I have to say it because his career ascent is so steep, so sharp. He is headed for such heights, stratospheric heights. There isn't anyone that I can think of who had the kind of meteoric rise that Tiger is experiencing right now. And I'm talking celebrities now.
Why would you...
I think he'll die in a plane crash, Phil. That is how the great ones go. Think about it, and think about...
I know you're to the office right now. If you can move to another office, you're saying some stuff that's very disquieting. Tiger is just celebrating his greatest moment in his career, perhaps.
I think, Phil, if he doesn't die in a plane crash, he'll have many more. But I think it needs to be said. I think two things need to be said, and I said one of them already. He's the greatest golfer in history... And I believe he'll die in a plane crash. And
So we go from the sublime to the ridiculous.
I don't know what's ridiculous about it. I think.
Well, come on here and say he's going to die in a plane crash. The guy's experienced a great moment. Why do you think he'll die in a plane crash? You know, we just lost Payne Stewart last year, and
I absolutely know that. Payne Stewart was beginning to really make his mark in the golfing league. And we lost, but look at who we lost, Phil. We lost Buddy Holly. We lost Otis Redding. I lost Buddy Holly. I lost Otis Redding. These people were personal to me. I lost Lynyrd Skynyrd. I think the country needs to prepare itself for the inevitable shock.
And I think it's wrong to say something like that. He's going to die in a plane crash. Yes, celebrities die in plane crashes.
And when they are going at the rate that he's going is what I'm saying.
So, because he's being so successful.
Yes. Absolutely.
Well, let's take a look. Otis Redding, Well, I guess Otis Redding
was... Otis Redding was knocking the ball out of the park. He had just done Try a Little Tenderness. He had just done Dock of the Bay was released posthumously. He had done I Can't Turn You Loose. He was there. Do I need to say anything more than Buddy Holly? At the top of his game, when Tiger dies in that plane crash, I think we're all going to...
Wait a second. You're saying that Tiger is going to die in a plane crash? You don't know he's going to die in a plane crash. You have no idea that he's going to die in a plane crash.
Patsy Cline. Patsy Cline didn't die in an automobile accident, Phil. She had a few, but she went into a mountain in a plane. Almost as if Patsy was behind the wheel of that plane herself, the way it was so erratically flown. You'd think that Patsy was flying it. You can talk about John Denver, red hot when he died. You can talk about any of these. John Kennedy Jr. What could we have gotten from John Kennedy Jr.? What more could we have experienced from this young man's career? But no, he dies. And how did he die, Phil?
He died in a plane crash.
Thank you. When Tiger Woods is pulled from the wreckage of a plane, I want you...
I think that it's wrong right now to be talking that way, and you know as well as I do that air travel is some of the safest...
No, let's talk. Hold on for a minute.
Air travel is some of the safest way to travel in the world.
Wait. Air travel is safe.
Yes.
Safer than car travel.
Absolutely. The statistics prove it.
How many celebrities have died in car accidents? Go ahead.
I'm sorry?
How many celebrities have died in car accidents if car travel is so much more dangerous than air travel?
Ernie Kovacs.
This century.
That is this century. Well, no, it isn't this century.
No, come on, Phil. You know what I'm talking about. I know James Dean, Ernie Kovacs. Seriously, what celebrities die in car crashes?
Other than James Dean and Ernie Kovacs, I don't know.
Most of the celebrities die in plane crashes. And I think it is important for us to let Tiger know that he needs to start traveling by car if he is going to be saved at all. Please, Tiger, please go to your tournaments in a car. Don't fly. Drive. Drive yourself. Have someone else drive you. I just think you're so successful now, and you're so young, and you're so wonderful. I'm really very frightened. And
I think you're really going out there.
You sound like Frank now.
Well, I may sound like Frank. 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray on From a Little Bird Told Me, nationally syndicated columnist about Tiger Woods, who she's convinced is going to die in a plane crash because he's so successful. Don't you know that if his family is listening to this...
Phil, it hasn't happened yet. I'm trying to keep it... You know, it's one thing, Phil, to say that...
Don't you know that some members of his family could be listening to this and it could be upsetting to them, even though I know you're just hypothesizing, that you're simply thinking about what you think might happen?
I don't want to see that young man strapped into his seat while they still have him in his seat while they're trying to identify the remains. What do you think of that?
Do you think... I mean, please.
He may still be in the seat.
He may still be strapped into his seat. So we've got Tiger Woods dead in a plane crash already, coming off of the greatest moment of his athletic career, coming off the greatest...
I'm trying to save him from something worse. I'm trying to see Tiger play golf for another 25 years. Another 35 years, if you count the senior tour. I'm saying I want to see Tiger Woods with us for a long, long time. That's why I am begging him, please start driving, don't fly.
Because of some goofy idea you got that celebrities die in plane crashes.
Not goofy, provable, if you take a look at what has happened over the last few years. And the other thing, Phil, that I wanted to mention, do you have some time?
I got to take a break. What?
Well, the other thing that I wanted to mention is when Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier, there was great celebration in the black community. When Joe Louis won the heavyweight championship, I don't see the black community really getting excited about this young man. I don't know why that is. And
I think the times are different. The times are different. I think everybody's excited about Tiger Woods because of his great achievement. I don't know that you have to...
I just wonder when Eldrick Tiger Woods is going to be appreciated not only by all the white Americans, but by African Americans.
And I think he is already, and I don't think that there's any need to fear that. I don't think there's wild jumping in the streets in black communities, because it's a different time now, and it's a different day. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Well, that's great. That's another one. I need to start screening what she's going to talk about. So she's convinced Tiger Woods is going to die in a plane crash because he is his career ascent is so sharp, so meteoric, so phenomenal is his success that the next step is a plane crash. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Margaret Gray on the line, Phil Hendry Show. You're talking about Tiger Woods dying in a... Let me ask you something, Margaret. When you say that you were convinced that Tiger's going to die in a plane crash, don't you know the pain that...
Phil, did he die in a plane crash yet?
Now, he hasn't died in a plane crash. You saying yet is the thing that bothers me.
Phil, you've seen celebrities die in plane crashes, and you know it's probably going to be in a small puddle jumper, a propeller-driven airplane. That's how a lot of them die. And I think that Tiger, the least he can do is begin to take commercial airliners, because with his kind of success, it just spells plane crash. And I don't want to see that beautiful mother of his crying, weeping over a boy who could have been saved had he driven or taken commercial aircraft.
I don't know what to say. I mean, if there's anybody listening who's a member of his family, as I mentioned...
Yeah, you keep going back to this member of his family thing. I don't understand that.
I just think it's on the fact that he just...
Yes, he won four majors. What about it?
The fact that he just won four majors and you're on here talking about this seems macabre. It just...
I'm trying to save a young man's life.
Let's go to Jeannie on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey.
Yes, ma'am.
You know what? I think Princess Diana was really safe in her car. So that's what Tiger ought to do, is be sure and take a car, because then he won't die.
You know something?
You know,
far more
die
in airplanes than in cars. Far more celebrities die in airplanes than in cars.
What's more
every time you turn around,
die
I'm sorry?
Plane.
I'm sorry?
It's much more spectacular when people die in planes, and maybe
oh, I see. And the Princess Diana death in the car, that was really muted. Nobody read about that in the paper at all.
Did you predict that?
No, I didn't predict it, but I'm telling you that Tiger Woods is going to die in a plane crash.
You know what? If Tiger Woods dies in a plane crash,
I'll have been
say,
the only
man,
one.
He hit it on the nose. And
what's
if he
that?
Doesn't, nobody will ever say another word.
If he doesn't
you
what?
You can predict outrageous things like that.
No, I'm saying that you know as well as I...
Someday.
You ever heard of Buddy Holly, or maybe not?
Oh, sure
Otis
I did.
Redding,
my gosh,
or maybe
Buddy Holly's been dead for a million
Leonard
years.
Skinnard,
all of us die
did you hear about
at one
Stevie
point
Ray
or
Vaughan. Stevie Ray Vaughan. I could go on and on about the Payne Stewart. You know who he is?
Oh, no, I don't.
No, I don't think you do, because you really don't know much about sports, but I'm saying that these are individuals who died. Tiger needs to get a Greyhound bus pass if he wants to see his next birthday. I really, really believe
that. I think you can come up with
that.
All kinds of outrageous potential
no, I'm telling you right now that
if, the, if he doesn't die in a plane crash...
Why are we talking about a guy dying in a plane... Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Why are we talking about
a
guy... Lady, would you shut up? Why...
Phil, I would...
Shut up. Why are we talking about a young guy dying in a plane crash when it's only been... not even 24 hours since he won the greatest championship of his career.
Because that's the very reason why. And all of the people are going to say to me, Margaret, you tried to warn him. And Jeannie here was on the phone saying, no, go ahead, Tiger, fly. Fly and die.
1-800-449-8686. Talking to Margaret Gray about Tiger Woods and the likelihood that he's going to die in a plane crash if he keeps on flying, because he's so great.
All the great ones do, Phil. I'll tell you something else, and I think it needs to be said. Eldrick Woods has...
Now, who's that? Is that his father?
No, that's Tiger's real... People, I know his name because I'm familiar with him. I was able to meet him once, and a lot of people don't know his name.
Eldrick?
Yes.
Okay.
I know that because I've...
All right, you met him. I haven't had the pleasure...
Well, it's not... something that's going to really happen to a lot of people, but in my line of work, I find out a little bit about people. And I'm finding out about Eldrick Woods that he is a very hard-charging young man. It doesn't make any difference to him at all that he's black. And I'd like to say something else. It doesn't make any difference to me at all that he's black. I like what this kid has done. And I don't think we should focus on his color at all. I think what we need to do...
Nobody's focusing... You know, who's focusing on his color?
Oh, I think a lot of people are. I think a lot of members of the BLACK community are. I think a lot of members...
I don't hear anybody doing that. I don't hear anybody focusing on that. I hear a lot of people saying he's a great golfer and he's a kid who is going to do very well.
And if you think Tiger should continue to fly, you must have some apprehension to black celebrities.
No, I don't have any apprehension to black celebrities, okay? I've got no... What did you mean by that?
I'm saying if you think he should fly, then maybe you think that black celebrities should die.
And you know what? I'm through with your outrageous crap, okay? Your bull crap is just about up to here. See ya.